month of May, 1/3 behind us already. One of these days, we're going to get some May-like weather.
Look outside, John. It's right here.
Well, yeah.
For an hour, maybe, two.
check out the temperature. Okay. Anyway, I want you to, and yes, we'll get to your phone calls here at 888-312-5757. Before we do, activists in the Marysville School District are trying to block a school district policy that requires a parent's permission for students to join extracurricular clubs. No drama there. That's the way it's always been in schools. If you want to join a sports team or the band or any kind of extracurricular club, you need parents' permission. For heaven's sake, you need parents' permission to go on a field trip. But in Marysville, one group say, nope, you shouldn't have to. Here's why. Here's Corwin Hake.
In the Marysville School District, the new policy would require students to have parental permission before joining certain school-based clubs and student groups. The proposal comes in response to the rise of non-curriculum clubs for non-gender-specific and other LGBTQ students. Critics addressing a Marysville School Board meeting include State Representative Emily Wicks.
Please stop working toward policy that harms children that don't conform to rigid gender stereotypes and antiquated gender expectations.
She and others say the parental permission policy would force LGBTQ students to come out to their parents before they are ready, or force them to forego one of the few safe spaces available to them. Some parents and board members worry, though, the clubs lack parental oversight and could expose students to gender and sexuality concepts they are not old enough to understand. A final vote on the policy is expected next Monday. Corwin Hake, Northwest News Radio.
Once again, an attempt to get around parents. An attempt to avoid parents, cutting them out, and making it easier to indoctrinate students. And also to put a student's trust in school officials and activists, and not to put their trust in their parents. Are you surprised? Again, not in Seattle. Marysville, this fight is going on. Marysville. And State Representative Emily Wicks, left-wing Democrat, is it now rigid to say, a rigid stereotype to say if you have a double X chromosome and female body parts, you're a female and a young woman, or a girl and a young woman, or XY chromosome and male body parts, you're a boy or a young man? That's now rigid. That now doesn't conform. It doesn't conform with a radical attempt to renounce nature and science. That's what it doesn't conform with. The issue in Marysville that's so interesting is they're not saying that a club like this shouldn't be allowed to exist. It's just that it should live by the same rules as every other club. I mean, let's say that there was a Donald Trump club. Okay, let's say there was a Make America Great Again club, but some of the kids have liberal parents and they don't want to tell them. So is that grounds for not getting a permission slip? Or maybe, you know, the student tells mom and dad, I don't see things quite the way, you know, you do when you're talking about politics. And then they can hash it out over whether they can join the club or not. I mean, whatever happened to a parent's authority and say, no, I don't want my child in that club. That's life. Did your parents let you join every organization, go every place you wanted to go when you were a kid? Maybe there were conditions like, you know, when get your grades up. But again, the parents would have that authority, not the student. It's the John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. I promised you I would play this before the end of the show. Joe Biden asked yesterday about inflation. It was 1.6% when Joe Biden took office. Today, it is 8.3%. 8.3%, worst inflation in more than 40 years. A reporter asked the president, gee, does this have anything to do with your policies?
In this country, do you take any responsibility for your policies?
I think our policies help, not hurt. Think about what they say. The vast majority of the economists think that this is going to be a real tough problem to solve, but it's not because of spending.
Really?
We brought down the deficit. The bottom line is, how much does America owe? How much in the hole are we going? We're reducing that.
No, you're not. No, you're not. It's a frickin' lie. You're not reducing the debt. You're making it dramatically worse. And if you got your Build Back Better bill, which thank God for Joe Biden and Kyrsten Sinema, two Democrats who understand elementary economics, there aren't many, it would be trillions higher than that. It's $30 trillion. And you had your infrastructure bill. That's another $1.5 trillion. And then you say that the Build Back Better would be 1.75. It turns out to be $4.5 trillion. Not that you could be trusted with numbers in the first place. But, you know, keep in mind, Joe Biden's policy has been to run up multi-trillion dollar deficits and then print more money. And you're surprised that inflation has gone from 1.6 to 8.3 in a year and a half. Less than a year and a half.